to work out the past and the past. Because of that, the terrorism had an instrument in Dublin. After a long time, finally got a newly played as instrument to entertain farmers who are waking their land. Today, Dublin begins to be popular in modern music, such as rock, blues, and pop. Prior to that, there was a growing popular instrument from Western Jaffa called Dublin. Dublin is digital with Newark. Dublin is the worldwide first time from Dublin's national programs. Towards Golden Indonesia 2045. On Tuesday, April 22, 2025, Elis Pitasa, coordinator of San Diego Community in Indonesia, expressed condolences over the passing of Pope Francis and remembered him as a religious leader who never gave up delivering messages of peace. He emphasized that the Pope believed peace was essential for human life, even when his messages were not always heeded. Elis also highlighted the Pope's guidance to San Diego community to continue on the path of prayers, service to the poor, peace, which the community strives to uphold. That was the news. It's not morning, but I'm just continuing my colleague, Ray. I have to say good afternoon, dear listeners. Welcome to Voice of Indonesia. I'm your host for today. I'm going to be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, bringing you the latest news and insightful discussions, and of course, great music from Indonesia. So I just want to say that please get your lunch if you haven't eaten anything, and grab your coffee, sit back, enjoy and relax. This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Please, now I'm going to play you a song to boost up the mood by Alfred Dare, the title Ikan Lai Di Pantai. and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can get a few blue fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. With a snorkel equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Later, if you love marine tourism, please have your plan to visit and have a vacation at Sulawesi Island Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit another island, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or kayaking to some islands. Which titled Bunga Abadi, you listeners must be, of course, if you guys from Indonesia, you must be familiar with this song, Bunga Abadi, but we're going to play a music corner where music Bunga Abadi will be played in a Keroncong style of music. Please enjoy. Listeners, today's music corner presents a beautiful Keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Safi and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song written and originally performed by Rio Clappy was released on March 1st, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listen, let's enjoy the song by Ayub Safi and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening. change the world into a better place. Sad Boom Tomo. Boom Tomo is a national hero. He played a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting colonizers. He moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Boom Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity. That's your quote of the day. Shared a message that struck a deep chord, a call to divine unity, to promote harmony and to uphold mutual respect among all people, regardless of faith or background, and of course religion, because Indonesia has a lot of religion. Prabowo expressed his gratitude for the Pope's work, saying the message would remain in the hearts of the Indonesian people. He also took the opportunity to personally invite the Pope to visit Indonesia in the future, hoping that such visit would further strengthen the bonds of friendship and interreligious dialogue in our diverse nation. But sadly, just so VOI listeners know, the Pope just recently passed, so we are very, very sorry about that, but of course, this information is still a reminder that in these times, the values of peace, understanding, and unity are more important than ever, not in just politics, of course, but in our daily, everyday lives. So, in tune to that, I'm going to play you a song called Boy Juga from Salma Sasa Bill to maybe enhance or increase the peace inside of your heart. Please enjoy. Shared experiences and joint initiatives in developing new and renewable energy sources. This renewed cooperation underscores both countries' commitment commitment to the Paris Agreement and their shared vision of a sustainable future. Stay tuned for more updates on international collaborations and environmental initiatives on Voice of Indonesia.
Cari-cari hadirmu. Oh,
from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Pasamani is generally shaped like a tumpang or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of pasamani. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or coat to be compacted. The compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called tabete. To make pasamani, initially tabete is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woolen coconut leaves. To steam the tabete, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with tabete flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One pasamani is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 pasamanis. Pasamani is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Pasamani is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, pasamani is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Pasamani can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Indonesia.